USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Texas is asking the feds for help. Dan Araki explains.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked President Biden for a federal emergency declaration along the southern border to provide assistance with the surge of migrants in the Del Rio area. But the governor says that the White House has ignored him before on the border. He tells Fox News that his state is seeing the results of the immigration policies that President Biden ran on in 2020.
You know, I have not yet heard from the president during this his entire presidency concerning the border. The Biden administration refuses to even pretend as though there's a crisis. And there is chaos down there, especially in the Del Rio sector. And so the Democrats made clear, let's go back 1 year ago, back when the Democrats were sharing a debate stage, and you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke and others all talking about how they wanted to have open border policies in the United States. Americans probably had no idea it was going to lead to this level of chaos as you saw all those people streaming across the border.
USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Brandon Judd, a Border Patrol agent and president of the National Border Patrol Council, told Newsmax that the Department of Homeland Security was aware that a large caravan of illegal immigrants was on the way to the southern border back in June, but they did nothing to prepare for the surge.
Well, there's obviously theories out there. I don't have the evidence of this, but I would speculate that because DHS has been packed with very open border liberals that are political appointees, we can expect that they're going to have open border policies. And that's what we're seeing today. And that's the problem that we're dealing with. This is not an enforcement group that is at DHS right now. And if you don't have an enforcement group, you're going to have scenes like what we're seeing today. DHS knew this was coming. They were warned back on June 17th that this was going to become an issue. They were warned that they needed to build a temporary outdoor processing site similar to what we have in McAllen, Texas. And had they have done that, we wouldn't be dealing with this situation right now. And when you look at it, it's not just the Border Patrol that's dealing with this. Texas DPS outnumbers Border Patrol agents 3-1 right now. And thank goodness for them, because if they weren't there, we would have complete and total chaos.
More than 12,000 immigrants, most of them Haitians, are living in makeshift camps under the Del Rio International Bridge following days of openly crossing the river between the United States and Mexico illegally. Department of Homeland Security announced September 18th that it was sending 400 officers to the location to help maintain control. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.